Friends, Pittsburghers, countrymen, a new production of Shakespeare's Julius Caesar offers both unusual casting and evergreen political insights. 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll has more.
Shaman McCune and Harper York are in Frick Park, fighting with swords and shields.
I am Marcus Brutus! Marcus Brutus I!
That's McCune, who plays Brutus. She's rehearsing with York, who plays Mark Antony. Shakespeare's play about the assassination of a would-be Roman emperor is being staged outdoors in three different city parks by Pittsburgh Shakespeare in the Parks. The troupe's been around for 15 years, but this is its first ever show cast entirely with women. Jennifer Tober is founder and artistic director.
We felt like we really wanted to kind of push forward diversity and a feminist agenda and equality.
All women casts have done Shakespeare before. British director Phyllida Law staged an all-female Caesar in 2012. And this year, Pittsburgh Public Theater did The Tempest with women in every role. And the casting doesn't change the basic story. So in Caesar, there are still strange omens, like the famous warning to Caesar from a soothsayer, played by Melissa Franklin.
Beware the Ides of March.
And conspirators like Cassius, played by Lisa Ann Goldsmith, still worry that Caesar is accumulating too much power.
And now this man is become a god.
But some sequences, like the iconic killing of Caesar, as heard in rehearsal, might feel a little different with women playing the parts.
The assassination scene, I got chills.
Elena Alexandratos directs the cast of 10.
We're used to seeing men take power. We're used to that. That's a given. But when you see a band of women doing it, it's really powerful and really kind of earth-shaking.
Julius Caesar is also, unavoidably, a political play.
You know, you tell somebody enough times that they are a god and they are the all-powerful Oz. They are the all-powerful Oz.
But one thing that's always different about Julius Caesar is the times in which we stage it. In 1937, Orson Welles mounted a famous Caesar that costumed the cast to reference fascist Italy and Germany. This 400-year-old play still echoes our anxieties about the future of democracy and worries about demagogues, mob violence, and civil war. As Cassius, played by Goldsmith, says of Caesar,
I know he would not be a wolf, but that he sees the Romans are but sheep. He were no lion, but were Romans' hinds. Those that with haste will make a mighty fire begin it with weak straws.
In 2017, two big corporate sponsors pulled funding from New York's legendary Shakespeare in the Park over its modern dress production that depicted the doomed Caesar as a Donald Trump lookalike. But Shakespeare's famous play is also famously ambiguous, with no clear-cut hero. Many scholars say that far from promoting assassination, the tragedy of Julius Caesar actually warns about how political violence can backfire. However, the women behind this Shakespeare in the Parks production say it will make its points without any explicit references to current events or modern-day politicians. Irene Albee, a West Virginia-based actor, plays Caesar.
It also speaks to the kind of choices that politicians have to make, you know, whether they're going to go along with somebody's agenda or whether they're going to fight against it.
Others see the play as a cautionary tale about the precarious nature of political stability.
There are people who say, in this play, you got to watch out for this person, this person, this person, this person. Please pay attention.
That's Shaman McCune, who plays Brutus.
Look what happens when you do not care for the thing that so many people have carefully, lovingly built. It will fall apart. Quickly, at times.
Julius Caesar receives 8 weekend performances in September, rain or shine, starting Saturday. The shows run 90 minutes and are staged in Frick, Arsenal, and Highland Parks. Attendance is free, but there's no seating, so bring a blanket or lawn chair. I'm Bill O'Driscoll, 90.5 WESA News.